This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Educators in Colorado have a plan to reopen schools at the start of the year, but CPR health reporter John Daly explains a lot depends on how well communities prevent the spread of coronavirus.
A group of school superintendents announced strategies to reopen schools to students. They say schools can safely reopen and virus spread is minimal if safety measures are in place. Governor Jared Polis says those include mandatory mask wearing and expanded testing and contact tracing.
These create one of the safest work environments in the state in school.
The superintendents say in-person learning becomes hard to do when there are more than 500 cases per 100,000 people. Many places in the state are well above that now. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Colorado engineering school is getting $3.5 million from the Anschutz Foundation. The gift to the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, will go toward expanding the school's engineering building and its astronautical engineering program, as Colorado Springs is the current home of the U.S. Space Command. Mile High United Way has received the largest donation in its 133-year history. Mackenzie Scott, an author and ex-wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, announced her $20 million donation yesterday. Mile High United Way runs programs for low-income Coloradans across Metro Denver, including elementary school literacy programs and help for first-time homebuyers. The organization's leaders call the gift transformative. It's 30 degrees in Denver, 34 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.